and welcome to the GSC Grays podcast. I'm Charlie Roberts, Marketing Manager here at GSC Grays, and today we're going to be exploring the property market, the trends we're seeing, predictions for the year ahead, and examining why it really is a seller's market. So without further ado, it's time to introduce the experts and welcome John Coleman, our Agency Director, Andrea Lewis, Branch Manager at Leyburn, Graham Wood, Branch Manager at Stokesley, and Catherine Greaves, Branch Manager at our Barnard Castle branch. Welcome one and all. So if I can start with you, Graham, can you give us a bit of an insight into what trends you've seen in the last year and if the early signs in 2021, if these trends are going to continue?
Wow, I don't really know where to start. What a year. It's been incredible, hasn't it? From zero right at the beginning of last year, right up to the peak of activity over the last 6 months has been absolutely crazy times. And of course, everyone's going through it. But what the stamp duty holidays meant is that there's been a huge amount of activity across the board. Along with that, the pent up sort of people that were unable to sell when COVID first hit last year. So there was a lot of people that were willing to sell and wanting to that couldn't. So all of a sudden you've seen a perfect storm of housing market activity in the most dreadful conditions. And that's continuing right through. We're still seeing now such high levels of applicant levels looking for properties across the board, and now what we're seeing is not enough property to service their needs, and that's generating a really, really positive market for the sellers that are wanting to come to market.
And Andrea, obviously you're based in Leyburn, which is kind of a hotbed for second homes. Is this something that you've seen as well?
Absolutely. I mean, demand is very high and we simply haven't got the stock to fulfill that demand. I mean, the sorts of things that are very appealing to people at the moment are we've got a very good market for second homes and holiday homes, very much in the Yorkshire Dales National Park. And then we've also got those people that are looking for the living rurally, working from home. So there's that other market where people are looking for workspace at home, but living in a rural locality. So absolutely demand remains very high, and I'll echo what Graham was saying in that we're registering people that are kind of sitting waiting for properties to come up. There is a little bit of restriction with the current restrictions that we have now, but I think as soon as they are lifted, I think the market will just kick off in a big way again, as soon as people are freer to move, vaccinated, and all of those things in place will make the market just kick off again in 2021.
And with demand so high, so last week Halifax announced a drop in UK house prices of 0.3% month on month since January. Is this something that you have seen? Are prices staying the same? Are they increasing due to demand? Catherine, what do you think?
I mean, I would certainly say from kind of reporting things out of the Barnard Castle office, it's definitely not what we've seen. I mean, we've had, just off the top of my head, we've had two properties that we've agreed sales on within the last 3 weeks that have both gone for more than asking price. And it kind of backs up what Graham was saying about there that not being enough property coming to the market at the moment. So we're therefore finding we've got 3, 4, 5 people fighting over these properties. They're ending up going for more than asking price. So I would certainly say out of our office, definitely not the picture, no.
Where are you seeing the most inquiries coming from? Are they venturing from the south, or is it people just moving around the north of England? Where are you really seeing those inquiries coming from?
In Leyburn, that's tending to be, interestingly, West and South Yorkshire for some particular, but we do have quite a few moving from further afield, but we do have quite a lot of people moving from that locality. I can't tell you why, but that's definitely the case.
We're exactly the same. We're seeing people from all over. There's often some sort of a connection to our area, why they're moving back, you know, and we're hearing that families and working from home, you know, and all of those reasons that are linked, you know, in some way, shape or form. I had someone today say, we bought a house a few years ago. We thought it was big enough. Now we're both working from home. We need even more space.
Well, and this is Barnard Castle, which I hear has got a very good opticians. Catherine, what are you seeing? Because we obviously know with Dominic Cummins that had quite an influence on Barnard Castle. So what have you seen since then?
We've seen quite a lot of people down south. I mean, even for argument's sake today, I've got a couple who I'm hoping I've agreed a sale, £650,000 for a property. And they live in central London and have been working from home since kind of March time, and they basically want to be out of London now. They've realised that their jobs are doable from home. So, yeah, that's somebody right out of the middle of London.
Do you think virtual viewings are here to stay? Or do you think we're going to kind of go back to a happy mixture when every lockdown is lifted? Do you think people are going to actually want to see their property physically? How do you think the future looks for viewings?
I'm loving using our new software at the moment for the virtual viewings, and it just adds that extra flexibility, you know, to people who are keen to do something that are nervous around those viewings. And even if that does nothing more than satisfies them that actually that viewing is something they want to do safely, then we'll arrange it for them. And it's the same with our owners as well. We're just making sure that everyone is doing it safely. And there's some exciting software out there which is meaning that people can see everything they would need to see from home as well, and also talk to the agent about it while they're doing it.
And I think given that we're talking about all these people moving from all over the place, sometimes people can't get here quickly enough. So I think that it's definitely important that people have as much information as they can possibly have before they actually do a physical viewing. And the good thing from the vendor is that by the time that viewing actually does take place, we're very hopeful that pretty much that they're going to buy it. So very much the way forward.
And Graham, you spoke earlier about the stamp duty, and over the weekend the Telegraph published that the Chancellor was thinking of a 6-week extension. Do you think that's enough for the stamp duty, or what are your thoughts around that?
I've just come off the phone this afternoon to a seller who's particularly stressing over it, who's being pressured from her buyers. And it's causing unnecessary stress, to be fair, where we are currently with that cliff edge. And I think all of the sellers, all of the solicitors, all of the agents, all of the mortgage people involved in the process would love to see just a sort of gentle easing of that to allow what's happening to go through. I think that'll make a huge difference to people's well-being around it rather than the mad panic that's out there at the moment. And it really is. Everyone's feeling the pressure.
It's been interesting to hear the differences in the branches, although there's obviously an underlying trend. But for me, the most significant part of the market is that it's being driven by a desire to move out of town into the countryside, created by this the situation of lockdown over the past nearly 12 months now. And that has completely changed people's attitude to where they want to live. And as we are predominantly rural-based business, we are seeing a huge amount of activity, and it's that demand that's driving our market more than anything else. The stamp duty land tax holiday has been an interesting aside, and it's certainly encouraged some buyers to get into the market sooner than they might ordinarily have done. And I think we're now going through a slightly quieter market, almost can't really think of the right word for it, but it's not a real market at the moment. It's been created by this cliff edge, and once it's over, whether that's the 31st of March or even 6 weeks later, which I think we all hope is the case, once that's through and it's not an issue anymore, there will still be this underlying desire and drive to want to move to the country where there's more space to live and bring up a family. And that's what will ultimately make this market a good one again as we come out of lockdown. And I think we are geared up to making sure that we can look after those applicants and our selling clients to make sure that we're in the right place for that market as soon as it happens.
How would you encourage, what advice would you give to people if they're thinking about selling? What would you really say to them?
What I think is important is that you start the process as early as possible. There is a definite shortage of supply across the market, right across through the top end to the £1 million plus market. There's a shortage of good quality stock. And what we would suggest is that you start getting your advice as early as possible. Get everything in place so that when the time is right to get images together, when lockdown is lifted and there's a freedom in the marketplace again, that you're there right at the beginning of that process, and can take advantage of the pent up demand which has already been created.
You spoke there, John, of kind of getting ahead of the game and the images, but what could a seller do to really kind of get their house ready for market and to maximise its value?
It's about thinking about selling your property from the eyes of the purchaser. If you can persuade yourself to go outside and think, right, I'm going to go and have a look at my house for the first time in the eyes of a purchaser, and just go in and have a look and say, well, okay, I can't get past the coats at the front door, or so probably ought to thin them out a bit, and just work your way through the house. I mean, there's all sorts of wonderful myths and legends that go on about it, but it is about creating space, light, decluttering, showing your house off to the very best potential that it has. And market will do the rest, because there is demand for good stock. Present it as best as you can and you will find a buyer on this market.
Yeah, don't forget, John, anyone who asks us for a market appraisal, we'll send them some hints and tips before coming out to see them anyway.
Do you want to give everything away in this podcast?
Well, I'm sure it'll be edited out if that's the case.
And just on the market appraisal process, so I'm sat at home, I'm thinking, right, I'm gonna sell up. It's a good opportunity. What are the steps? Talk me through the whole market appraisal process and what people can expect from GSC Grays.
In terms of, you know, you telephone the office, you want us to come out and give you that market appraisal, you're thinking of selling your property. From the Barnard Castle office, one of the ladies would book in an appointment. We'd ask you a few questions about the property, description, how long you've been there, why you're thinking of selling, what your motivation is. Once we've got an appointment confirmed and in the diary, you will, depending on your preference, either be emailed or posted a booklet about GSC Grays, and to also give you a bit of a idea as to what you need to do to prepare. Given current circumstances, you'll be asked a few questions about coronavirus. I would then attend the property wearing a face mask and gloves, and I would also ask that you were to wear a face mask before I come into the property. You'd give me a socially distanced guide tour around your house, and then ideally, if the weather's not too bad, once we've had that walk around, we'd talk either in the garage, in outside, and at that point I'd be able to run through with you any suggestions I might have about what you could do to improve the saleability of your house. We'd also talk about sort of comparable properties, so whether there's any properties that are relatively similar that we've sold recently, you know, next door's just sold for this, or the one in another village that's basically the same sort of house, we've sold it for this. And then we'd talk through about what the property would be worth, what we think we can get for it, and probably in today's market, how far we think we can stretch that asking price, because things are selling relatively quickly. We know there's a shortage of buyers out there, so it's how far we can stretch that price. And then obviously talking about what our charges would be and what we can offer you in additionally in terms of professional photography, different types of brochures, where we can advertise in the press, sort of virtual tours, so all the different types of marketing that we can go through. And then that would all be followed up in a report, kind of that afternoon, that next working morning, just to confirm everything over to you.
I think just to reiterate something John said earlier as well, Charlie, is that just call us early and talk through what you need, because not everybody needs the full situation. And I've done some virtual valuations. I've had some great phone calls with people who are just tentatively doing it, but a bit nervous about the virus and how we go about it. So it's just horses for courses. Who needs what, when, and we're there to help, really.
Is there a particular sort of house that buyers are really looking for at this moment in time? You know, we've touched on they want a rural location, but is there anything that they are really just hungry for?
Well, from the country house market, it's 5-6 bedroom house with land. And it's the privacy that the land provides that supports the values at the top end of the market, whether they've got ancillary buildings or ancillary accommodation, you know, like a gate lodge or a secondary cottage, may suit some families better than others. But generally, it is about space with privacy, and the land provides the privacy. That's what constitutes country house in my market.
I would second that, although, you know, coming down in prices, but sort of village properties with, you know, a quarter of an acre, half an acre, a little bit of extra garden to run around and have a pony, and those sorts of things are creating huge demand at the moment.
And just in terms of kind of the current experience that buyers are facing, so what happens if that, are you seeing anything, I suppose, Graham, what I'm getting at is, how's the rental market doing? I'm knowing Stokesley, people are searching for properties as that rental properties for that stopgap. Kind of, what are you seeing around that?
Well, the rental market is as crackers at the moment as well. Again, a lack of stock. I think a lot of people are sitting tight in their current rental properties because they don't know what the future holds at the moment. So they're not making that decision. And that is meaning that there isn't the turnaround in the rental market that there normally is with people swapping and changing houses. That, in conjunction with the amount of people that are trying to move before the stamp duty deadline and find somewhere to go to, is probably creating something that maybe John said earlier, a slightly false marketplace there. But actually, if you're in the market to rent your property out right now, it's a super time. There are some excellent applicants out there, and potentially a good choice of applicants, as well as achieving good high rental values to good quality tenants.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just kind of on the rental market, we've got to the point now where rents are increased by sort of 10 to 15%. From the minute that we would like sort of go through our database of prospective tenants and a property would hit sort of our website, the Rightmove website, and on the market website, within that day, we're getting sort of 7 to 10 viewing inquiries for every single rental property. So, you know, it's easy to push rents up at the moment because they're just going so fast. I think now's the chance for landlords to creep rents up a little bit by that 10 to 15% level. And if every landlord does it, then that kind of sets the bar as what the rental level is at the moment. And it won't go back from that, but there will be a point where it probably won't increase any further. But if everybody starts pushing rents up a little bit, it's better for the landlord.
I think historically we've seen relatively low levels of rent anyway in our part of the world. And I think that could have benefited from some slight increase. And this has just been the catalyst for achieving that. So I think we're going to get to levels which are sustainable, but are higher than where they are now. And then the supply and demand will level the marketplace out, as always is the case.
The rental market's a great leveler too, isn't it? Don't forget, you know, if somebody feels they're paying too much rent and they see something else that offers better value elsewhere, then they can do it. You know, they're not tied to that property for a particularly long length of time. So fair and sensible rents that are competitive in the market is important.
Generally, our job is to look after our landlord client, and in that respect, it's about making sure that the properties they present to the market are as good as they can be, for those tenants to want to rent them, and it's that process of providing really good advice at that stage that generates the best rents available.
What would you say was one of the biggest challenges currently if you are looking to sell?
Probably finding another house. It's probably one of the biggest challenges, and that, you know, hence the rental market situation being so strong as well. But that's probably one of the biggest challenges, actually, is where you're moving to and connecting the whole thing together. But we've got a sales progression team, a dedicated sales progression team to get that sale through, which we have a lower rate than the national average in terms of fall throughs, which is very positive. So we know how long these things are going to take. So we know broadly when that sale is likely to happen. But that's probably the biggest challenge, is thinking about your plan for your onward move and how you're going to do that. And things that you might encounter to be prepared for those things.
Yeah, there are certain issues that come up time and time again that cause problems during the sale of a property if you haven't got them dealt with right from the beginning. Mm. And again, it's going back to get us in early, let's identify where these issues might occur, which would stall the sale process. Septic tanks being probably one of the most common ones at the moment in our our world, where there's new legislation in place and has now been for quite some time requiring these things to be compliant, and most aren't. And we've just got to get on top of these issues nice and early and find a solution before it holds up the whole process and creates frustration. And we are very keen to make sure that we get all of this information together as early as possible. And then we find that the whole process happens a lot more smoothly for our clients and assist them with their ongoing purchase. As Andrea says, that's the difficulty with them, because if you create any delays from our point of view, then it has a knock-on effect across the chain.
Graham?
Yes. Yeah, no, all I was going to say was, you know, something that Catherine highlighted earlier, the amount of buyers that we do have for each property. Sometimes it's about choosing the buyer that's going to suit your circumstances the best too. So, you know, again, a good opportunity in this market to potentially choose a buyer that's willing to work with you all the way through.
Well, thank you very much, all of you. It has been a very insightful, and it's looking like we're gearing up for another busy 2021. But don't forget, it very much is a seller's market, and we are here to help you every step of the way with your journey. Thank you.